Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is A Day Set Aside to Give Thanks. Thanksgiving Day is almost here, but retailers have already turned their focus to Christmas, and they want your focus there as well. This year, rather than one big shopping day, retailers have declared December to be Black Friday month. Can we stop the madness? Believe it or not, Thanksgiving Day is meant to be more than turkey, football, discounted Christmas shopping, and a day for the National Dog Show. It's a day to give thanks to God. The idea of setting aside a special day here in the United States to give thanks to God has been part of our country for a long time. In 1789, President George Washington made a proclamation about setting aside a day to give thanks. In 1863, President Abraham Lincoln proclaimed a national day of, and I quote, "Thanksgiving and praise to our beneficent Father who dwelleth in the heavens," end quote. On June 28, 1870, President Ulysses S. Grant signed into law the Holidays Act that made Thanksgiving a yearly appointed federal holiday. Since 1942, by act of Congress and signed into law by Franklin D. Roosevelt, Thanksgiving received a permanent observation date on the fourth Thursday in November. Is it too much to ask to stop the chaos for one day, or even for a few hours on one day, to purposefully spend time thanking our almighty and benevolent God for his countless blessings? No doubt many of us will gather with family or friends for a big meal. But is that only what this day is all about? Sadly, some might even gather for the big meal without even taking time to offer thanks to God before their meal. I wonder how many of us will go to church on Thanksgiving Day. We have so much to give thanks for. I am purposely keeping today's message short and to the point. This year, on Thanksgiving Day, try to find a quiet place to get on your knees and lift up your arms towards heaven and tell God just how thankful you are for every blessing in your life. At your Thanksgiving meal, I encourage you to invite everyone at table to share one thing that they are most thankful for. Let's not let this day go by without giving thanks. It is also a great day to reach out to someone in need. Let's share our bounty with others. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18 gives us great advice when it states, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in all circumstances, give thanks, for this is the will of God for you in Jesus Christ." I am thankful that God called me into this ministry, and I am thankful for each and every one of you who read this weekly message. I pray that you will have a joy-filled Thanksgiving Day. Now, will you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, I could never possibly remember all of the things that I have to be thankful for. I am surrounded by countless blessings. There is one blessing that stands out above all others. I am most thankful for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. Amen. I am Brian Pusateri. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Don't forget, you can always visit us at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.